Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Nation and happy Monday,
y'all!
Yay!
Happy Monday!
Oh my goodness, I'm super excited. We're gonna roll out this week, right, honey, with some tantalizing tasty tea, Gary. That's right, an Oscar-winning A-list actor says he is sick of acting.
Oh.
Yeah. And Kevin Hart says he wants to be this by the time he is 45.
Taller.
Oh, y'all, both of y'all shaded. Anyway, Brad is going to tell us why Angelina Jolie is hashtag aging goals.
Angelina Jolie says she loves getting older. She'll soon be returning to the role of the Mistress of Evil in the sequel to Maleficent. And at 43 years old, Angelina is still gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And not only is Angelina embracing the aging process, she says she loves it and welcomes signs of getting older.
Really?
Wow. I know so many people in Hollywood are probably like, shut up.
Right. You're lying.
Right.
Some people age better than others.
True.
Yeah. I can see her, like, kind of doing okay.
Yeah.
She is probably one of the most gorgeous women ever.
Okay.
So it makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, and I age better than all y'all, so.
Well, you can say that because you're already 60, so I have to give you that, Gary.
You look good, Gary. You do.
Thank you,
to
Brad,
be 87.
Honey.
In a recent interview with In Style, she said, I look in the mirror and I see that I look like my mother, and that warms me. I also see myself aging, and I love it because it means I'm alive. I'm living and getting older. I see my flaws, but what I see that I like isn't about a structure or an appearance. It's more that I see my family in my face and I see my age.
Aww.
That's
tough. I love that. You know, her mom passed.
Yeah.
So, that makes sense. I say that a lot. When I see pictures of myself and my eyes, I look just like my dad, who has since passed. I like that, too. But I can't necessarily say I just love aging, though.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, what have y'all seen about yourself that you love this aging?
My penis, and I haven't touched it.
He untuck it every now and then and look at it. And tuck it back. And tuck it back.
Tuck it back.
It's easier to tuck now.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
All right, well, somebody we've seen age throughout the years, Sean Penn. But guess what? Even though the Oscar winner is considered one of the greatest actors of our generation, dude says he's sick of acting.
Really?
Hey.
I can understand that.
Yeah.
You know, it gets old. It gets tired of doing the same old thing over and over, and you're like, the hell with it.
So Sean Penn went on to say, I don't have a visceral. I'm not in love with that anymore. I think that this has been true for some time.
Yeah. I can see that. I mean, he's been in the game since he was a teenager?
Yeah, like, you know, one of his first movies was this movie called Bad Boys. Mm-hmm. Like, the original Bad Boys, when he was locked up in prison and he had to fight some dude at the end.
Yeah.
Like, classic movie back then. And he's still been chiming out some really good movies.
Yeah.
Well, earlier this year, he wrote a book called Bob, Honey, Who Just Do Stuff. And he says he's more in love with writing. He's going to keep working on that.
Okay.
Oh, well, that's good.
Ain't nothing wrong with going to the next phase in life, honey.
And
We saw him at a young age. He was fine as hell.
Okay.
He was mysterious. And we done used him up. So if he want to do something different, it's all right. Now, Headcrack and Brett, y'all have been making music for a long time. It's y'all passion. But do y'all ever get burned out in it and like, I want to do something else, explore another talent, like acting and something like that?
You know, I do it for fun, and I'm still having doors open for me that haven't like been opened yet. So the thrill of the chase is still there for me.
Yeah, I love it too. I'll never stop either. And we just take all the other opportunities that come our way from it.
I hear what y'all saying, but I do get a little tired, you know, sometimes getting up early in the morning doing radio, because I've been doing it for 30 years.
30 years, Gary?
And it it gets tiresome. And then it depends on, you know, and all the new people that you start working with, you got to learn them out and all that stuff. It's just like, it's not like...
Who are the new people, Gary?
I mean, well, you know, just, you know, it's always a new cast.
Yeah, I guess if you sit around for 30 years, yeah.
You know, he broke the story on the David and Goliath fight.
Oh, yeah, he did.
I did.
He was in the field even then.
With my camera.
Oh, that bitch started going like this. I knew it was over.
Well, anyway, not only, honey, does Miss Erica Ash, honey, still love acting, she says she loves, honey, shooting steamy love scenes.
Okay. All right,
now, Miss Erica was fabulous when she played the feisty public defender Gwen Sullivan on the new legal drama on BET, In Contempt.
Mm-hmm.
And Portia, here's why she said, honey, she loves, honey, shooting sexy love scenes.
What'd she say?
She said, quote, as a single woman, honey, let me be honest. All, honey, of the love scenes are my favorite because, you know, it is cold in these streets, honey. So I'm really, honey, into the love scenes with my two male co-stars. Oh, baby, that sounds trampish.
No, it's not trampish at all.
Yes, honey. You're a single woman. You like messing with these damn men, girl. Come on.
She being paid to do it. She acting. She's an actress.
She can't help that she's enjoying it a tinge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, Portia, now, when you was doing that play, honey, two could play that game. Did you enjoy those scenes? Because I was checking it out. I'm like, let me see if she was, honey. Which one of them she really like, honey?
Well, yeah, you know what? It was fun because I was single, so I can almost relate to what she's saying. I was single, and
she was getting a kick out of turning the men on.
Okay, I was getting a kick out of it because I first had Columbus Short. He was one. And then Andre Fuller.
He started crushing on her.
So I had a little variety.
And then the other one started crushing on her.
Well, this some after-hour
work. Well, she kissed the boys and made them cry. Okay.
So it was a boat, and all three of them was in the water, and only one could get on the boat. Who gets on?
Oh, no, I can't.
So you have them all?
Yeah, I'm going to try to let them all get in the boat.
She's going
to
throw them the wig and give them some gold.
Yeah. Let both of them haul onto a side. Like, okay. Come on, Andre, come on, drown. Columbus. I got you. I'm going to use my booty to bag it up and my wig to pull them out.
Stay afloat with that ass.
Yeah, I have to save everybody head crab.
Yes, honey. All your morsels.
Yes. So, y'all, Kevin Hart has a plan.
And really? What's that?
Well, he was the keynote guest speaker at Variety's Massive Summit, and he said by the time he is 45 years old, he will be a billionaire.
Really?
Oh, I believe that.
I believe that.
That's right.
That. He's on his way.
Kevin is one of the most driven entertainers in Hollywood, and at only 38, he'll be 39 this Friday. Ooh. He's one of the highest paid comedians and has had hit after hit in the movie theater. We have watched pretty much them all. I mean, he's really doing it big, so I see it happening.
Oh, that's good he's doing it big.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I sound a little jealous. You're not even a comedian and you're jealous. He got you in your feelings. See, that's what happens.
I love Kevin Hart, though. But, I mean, you know, that's good. You got to put out in the universe.
Yes,
you're
you gonna
do. You're going to be rich, honey.
So if you had to break it down almost everybody in this room, who's never going to be a billionaire and who would probably be a billionaire first?
I'd probably be a billionaire first.
You was our choice to never be one.
I know.
Well, you know who is good at math? Warren Buffett.
Oh.
He's currently worth $91.1 billion.
Nice.
And most people say that money buys happiness, but he recently said that having more money is not the key to happiness.
That's
it's
true.
He said people incorrectly tend to think that having more money will make them happier. He gave this example. He said, if you think $1 million is going to make you happy, it's not going to happen. Your happiness will disappear when you look around and see people with $2 million.
Oh.
You will not be way happier if you double your net worth.
Tell him, can he just give me some of the millions and let me figure that out? Give me some. Let me test this theory out.
Here's the ill part. So, like, he lives very frugally. He lives in the same house in Omaha that he bought in 1958
for $31,000.
But the equivalent of that house he spent $31,000 for, by today's standards, is about $270,000.
Wow.
In Omaha, though. He gets McDonald's for breakfast every day. He buys pre-owned cars, and he still uses an old-school Nokia flip phone.
Yeah, you know, always when rich people say, you know, money don't buy love or money don't make you happy, it's like, have you ever been poor? Have you ever not had money before? Have you ever had to get a hamburger from McDonald's because you only had a dollar. Now, they didn't come talk to me after that.
Right.
Have you stood in line with a food stamp?
Right. Do you know what a real roach look like?
Have you ever turned the light on in the kitchen and they just scatter?
All right, y'all, coming up, Teyana Taylor and Iman Shumpert have kissed their sex life goodbye, and we'll tell you why next.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, Teyana Taylor is one of the hottest baddies out there.
Love her.
She and her husband, Amon Shumpert, are pretty much relationship goals.
Yeah. Love him.
The streets even went as far as saying that they were adorable in a reality show, Teyana and Amon. And we saw them get super sexy in that shower scene for Kanye's Fade video. But Teyana says that's about where their sex life all stopped, because they've kissed their sex life goodbye because of their 2-year-old daughter, Junie.
Right. She wants all the time.
Yeah. Now, Teyana talked about that shower scene, and she said, that was the closest that Amon and I got to doing anything that night. When we got home, Junie was blocking. She did not let us do anything. Do not let the shower scenes fool you. Don't get it twisted. When we get it in good. But when Junie's around, we can kiss that goodbye.
Oh. And she seems like the type that would just totally crawl in the middle of them in the bed.
Yes.
Not even on one side. Like, I want to be in the middle.
They've showed her do that several times on the show. And Amon is like, Junie, you blocking.
Hey, kids are so adorable.
They
kind of just makes the world stop when they walk into a room and you're like, oh.
Yeah, well.
Some nasty parents will still get the booty with the baby in the bed.
Honey. I'll move her over, honey.
Yeah. Push her to the edge.
That's right. You got to move
the rocket makes them sleep.
Oh, yeah. Well, old timer hottie Dennis Quaid, he is back. He's going to be in the big sci-fi thriller next month called Ken. Oh. Well, he just revealed something about himself that we never knew.
What's that?
He was a ballet dancer.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
In Us Weekly 25 Things You Did Not Know About Me, Dennis said, I studied ballet at the University of Houston. It's an incredible workout.
He's right about that.
Have you ever taken it?
No.
Why? You know you're right.
Because, like, anytime you see, like, you know, like, there's, like, certain football players. I want to say Emmitt Smith or something, or Herschel Walker.
No, it was Herschel Walker.
Yeah, he did ballet, and everybody was like, huh? And then he broke it down. It was like, yo, that's, like, the toughest workout as a guy you can do.
Yeah.
Was there anything you guys were involved in as you were younger that people would be surprised to know about?
Softball.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, I play softball, and I play hood softball. So, we, you know what I'm saying? We'd have to set it up in the cul-de-sac, and I play with the boys. I was always on the boys' team. Mm-hmm. Always. And touch football.
Oh, well, child, that ain't no surprise, honey. We knew that.
You saying she was fast?
Girl, not only was she fast, because that's that masculine side that comes out sometimes, when she's very aggressive and abrasive toward me.
Kara, I ain't never put you in no chokehold. I think about it, but I've never done it.
Yeah, I was flag football and t-ball.
Mm-hmm.
Really? I played kickball.
Oh,
no,
God.
You played dodgeball. Put Gary in the middle. Put Gary in the middle.
I always throw that damn ball to hit me.
Baby, Gary wasn't dodging no balls.
All right, y'all, baby. It's time for
What the Fashion.
Now, there's a new trend, honey, for brides in China that is next level extra, baby. Flying veils.
What?
You better drop that veil, honey.
Yes.
You know what?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yes, baby. Oh, yes, God. Ma'am. You just stand that bitch in the veil. Props.
Ooh. Lord have mercy.
That's grand.
Oh my God. Why though, y'all?
That is fabulous. Yes, I'm not gonna lie.
No, it kind of was plain. If it's gonna do that, it really needs to be a fabulous veil. Like, it really needs to be, like, shimmered out with stones and just.
They probably, you know, they over there in China, they probably not into the bedazzle. Well, let it get over here to Decatur. We're gonna bedazzle
that thing on up. Oh, okay.
And then a crown gonna drop on top. And Shanika gonna have it all.
Okay.
Yeah, all right, coming up. You're going to watch. You're going to keep on watching. You're going to keep watching. And we'll tell you how Chelsea Handler finally quit smoking.
Let me guess. Hypnotism. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Since blossoming into stardom, SZA has been learning how to handle her newfound fame. After admittingly struggling with the adjustment, she shared an encouraging text message from her mom on Twitter, and here are some of those pearls of wisdom. Remember, you can't even eat one elephant one bite at a time. To help change feeling stressed out or overwhelmed, jot down all the stuff that's making you crazy, then write beside it, what must be done now? what can be done later, and what would be nice to do if you could, but it's optional. Focus only on the now. You've now made more space in your life for the things you love and want to do.
That's nice. Pretty nice.
I don't get the elephant part.
That, you know, you can't, that basically that Rome wasn't built in a day. It may be big, it may be scary, but you can't take it all in one day. Pace yourself, give yourself time to get used to the situation.
Well, that's good advice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you gotta chunk it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I write stuff down, too. I think it's important.
You sure do.
Yeah, like a to-do list of today, because I forget all the things that I have to do, and things just pop in your head. Yeah.
I just keep it in my head, and maybe I need to start writing things
down. You do, because when you forget things and the bill come up, you'd be like, well, damn, I should have wrote that down.
Oh, especially his bill.
Okay. Yeah, Gary likes to be off tomorrow.
That's his reminder to pay it.
Exactly.
And he acts shocked every time. He done turned my
lights off. At the same time, every month.
Right.
Has anybody in this room ever struggled with quitting something?
Yeah.
Well, you might want to try hypnotherapy.
Really?
Yo, Chelsea Handler revealed that she was able to finally kick a smoking habit through hypnosis.
I've heard this. Did it really work?
Well, she posted this throwback photo of her smoking and wrote, "Flashback to a time when I was young and I thought smoking was cool. I finally quit when I got hypnotized by Carrie Gaynor. Haven't smoked one cigarette since. If you're trying to quit, look him up. It's so much cooler not to smell like smoke."
Oh, hell no. Yeah. I don't trust her. You know why?
Why?
Because if you're black, you find yourself in a sunken place. Remember that? Because the old girl was trying to hypnotize him in order for him not to smoke no more.
Yeah.
Have y'all ever had, like, a habit that y'all really needed to break? Like, a bad habit?
And with most things I do in my life, I'm still in the phase of I can quit when I want to, so no.
Oh, denial.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, you're in denial.
That's the city in China, too, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Denial.
Gary, you got something that you have done that you've been trying to quit?
I've been in a relationship. I quit it.
With a certain type of man?
No, I quit.
Oh, you quit it.
It's over. Yeah, I quit it. Yeah.
Well, you know, we're talking about like a habit, something you do over and over.
No, honey, because I don't do nothing bad.
You don't do nothing bad?
Oh, that is a damn lie.
I wish you would quit putting your earwax on your lips. Because ever since you told me that's what you're doing, every time I look over there at you,
it looks like it's on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess, I need to get hypnotized.
Yes.
You do.
Yes.
Free your lips, child.
Okay, and the rest will follow.
Coming up, honey, America, baby. Y'all have been drunk shopping. Find out how much you're spending after the break.
Hey, you made it to the end. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Welcome.
Well, my friends, there's a new addiction that is on the rise.
What
in America.
Is it?
What?
Drunk shopping.
Oh. Drunk shopping.
So far in 2018, Americans have spent an estimated $30.43 billion on these spontaneous drunk purchases, which is about $447.57 per person.
I've never done this before.
Neither have I. I've never gotten drunk, but I've done manic shopping.
Yeah, or hungry shopping. Mm-hmm. Don't go in the grocery store hungry. You're going to buy everything.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but drunk shopping? No.
Yeah.
That's not like something Portia would do.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Okay, it happened one time. That's it.
Just once,
and
that's
it was
all
because
it take.
I was drinking eggnog. It was around Christmas time, and I was ordering all my nieces and nephews, which I have like 20,000 of them, stuff online, and my silly self kept doubling. I guess it almost doubled in my cart. So when it delivered to my house, everything was twice.
Ooh.
Everything was two times.
I know you were mad.
I was so mad.
So the people who are watching are probably confused how you can get drunk on eggnog. What was in yours?
Oh, yes, it's possible, honey. I put some Hennessy in my eggnog.
Yes.
Oh, some Hennog.
Yes, some Hennog.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.